Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Besides the UFO shows, those are pretty freaking awesome. That's all I got to say. 855 Law Radio, give us a call. We're going to do a case or no case coming up. We're going to talk about three important things that I think that are interesting. Ranchers in Idaho and the Idaho legislator against the federal government. This is apparently decades of fights over guess what? That's right, water, liquid gold. And then we're going to talk about the longest lawsuit in history. We have to talk about the punter for the Bills and the former San Diego State punter and what's going on, and some kind of life lessons that we want to talk about also. And we've got to talk about the Kentucky flood victims is suing a coal company, and why the flood victims are suing the coal company over this tragic flooding and people losing their lives. I think 35 people lost their lives. But Todd, Cal, and I are here together, missing Denise Dirks. We really appreciate you coming here. We know your Saturday is filled with all types of events, and there's a lot of you that just love to listen to us, and we thank you. I know, look, football's not important compared to Radio Law Talk, right? But you know what? If you do have a favorite football team, Cal, you just turn the football game on and do the volume down and put your radio on and listen to Radio Law Talk. That's how you do it.
And pretend it's play-by-play. Try to match what we're saying up with the action on the screen. That will always make an interesting little trip, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that would. So that's exactly what you want to do.
Yeah.
So when we do that, we also want to make sure you understand that we are not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. We're just talking about general topics of law. Don't use us as an example unless you're around the dinner table with the in-laws, and they say the famous "they say," or "they said," or my grandma Harrington used to always say, "well, they say," and then my dad would always say, "who's they, grandma?" She'd say, "they." She would never know what to say. So that's the time you can use us. So without further ado, Cal, everybody wants to hear case or no case. That's why they're here.
Now it's time.
All right, here we go.
Case or no case.
I take you now to Napa, California, where the grapes are drying off the vine. Instant raisins. By the way, what I meant to say before about not being able to grow plums without water, you grow prunes instead. But anyway, another story. Now to Napa, California, where Jelly Belly beans are made. Jelly beans are delicious. And by the way, they are made, most of them, with sugar, for the record. But Jessica Gomez, was a diabetic and thought that Jelly Bellies were sugar-free because under the ingredients they listed evaporated cane juice instead of the word sugar in the Jelly Belly food label there, you know. Ms. Gomez did not read down to the bottom of the rest of the label, which said this many grams of sugar. So she said, this isn't adequate. People are still eating these and getting sick. Of course, she was a Jelly Belly addict, didn't have any teeth or anything, but that's a whole separate story.
So no, anyway, we don't know that. We can't say that.
I just made that up.
She made that up.
So she decided to be clever and get an attorney to see if she could sue the Jelly Bean Company for nutritional misrepresentation on their label, in federal court, by the way. She figured a lot of people eat Jelly Belly beans, so she could maybe make a pound or two of money. And that's case or no case scenario. Mr. Penny, what say you?
I think it's a case. It's federal court because that's what you told us. And I think that she wins on it because it's false advertising. If what they're going to argue, there's strict laws in California. There's federal laws about what you can advertise and what you can't. And maybe the ingredients weren't laid out properly enough. And she wins. Do we have to say win, lose, or settles? Is that the new norm? Because normally I just say wins, and then
well, we want the disposition of the case. If it's settled and she gets money, she wins.
Okay, right? So I'm going to say it settles and she gets money.
Okay, Todd, what say you to this matter of the sugar jelly bellies that are so delicious? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm going to exercise. My answer is the same as Fred's. But for different reasons. Well, an additional reason.
Okay.
Because I hope the listeners noted when Cal made a reference to, and she didn't have teeth and that, and then people immediately said, well, hold on a second, you can't say that because it's allegedly, and Cal immediately retracted. That told me immediately that this was not a fictitious case that he was making up, and that he was legitimately concerned that he included facts about an actual case that had not, that were not correct. And because of that reaction, I believe it's a case, and I believe that she prevailed in that case. Had this been a fake case, Cal would have said, I'm sticking with no teeth, because there wasn't a real person to defame. But because he retracted, it is a case, and she wins.
Well, she put the jelly bellies in there where the teeth would have been, you know, made quite a fetching smile. Well, anyway, here's all right, so here is the answer to case or no case. Case filed, case dismissed.
Dismissed? They settled.
Dismissed. It was not a settlement. It was dismissed.
Oh, wait. In other words,
said, no merit.
Judge. The court threw it out on a motion, I mean, on a...
no merit.
Not a demur. Well, yeah, you can call it a demur.
Summary judgment or something like that?
No, summary judgments later. Demur or just on California, civil court, but it's basically like a demur.
Well, if you're saying the case was dismissed, do we know at what stage it was dismissed?
As soon as the judge read the case, he said this case has no merit. It is dismissed.
Yeah,
it's
got to be on a demur, but what they call in federal court a demur, and I can't remember what they
call it. So the most important thing with all that, though, is that Fred and I only get one point, because we both said settlement
right, or
prevailed, and that did not happen. So does Cal get a point on that one? Because
I would have if you weren't so greedy for one point. No, that's fine.
All right. So that's what we got here. Cal, you know, you half stumped us.
Almost. And next week I'm going to take you to Ohio, where a father tries to correct a wrong that took his own daughter's life, and man, did he get in trouble for that. So that's next week on Case or No Case, and that for today concludes all 3 hours of Case or No Case.
That's right? Awesome.
How many points did you get today, Fred?
I got a total of two.
You got five, right?
Three. Mm-hmm. No, two in the first one, and he got five.
I got five.
You got five. Okay.
He got five, so I'm going to say five for Todd, Fred, three for Fred.
Case or No Case is quickly becoming my retirement plan.
Yes.
And it's only paid in food and only once every 3 months, but still.
Perfect.
You know, I'm on that intermittent eating program.
It's all drive-through, by the way.
It's all drive-through. Yeah.
If drive-throughs went away, we'd have a skinny, starving man in the corner.
There's a reason they call it In-N-Out. It's like tailor-made for a drive-through.
But Todd has a great collection of plastic cups. Think about that.
Just don't look in the back of my SUV.
you know what's just so tempting to me when I go home after Radio Law Talk? Because it's, you know, we're in California time, right? It's lunch, and I drive by all those food places, and I'm like, if I just drove through the fast food and ate it without my wife knowing.
You know, when I was married, my wife hated it that I ate at McDonald's. And one day, I was working for a private law firm at the time, before I was a DA, and I counted the number of McDonald's that I passed from my house to the office, and it was like 11. I said, I can't win. This is just like entrapment. It's not my fault.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
You're not suing McDonald's, huh?
No.
Look, I'll sue you for millions of dollars, but you know what? I'll just take a straight across trade.
I'll take payment in Big Macs. So.
Like Kramer. Coffee for a lifetime.
Done!
We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about ranchers in Idaho and legislators in Idaho, longest lawsuit in history, the punter from San Diego State, and Kentucky flood victims suing. We'll be back.
Lots more coming up on Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite local radio station, and in many listeners' cases, at RadioLawTalk.com, the Listen Live button, all free. We'll be back with more on Radio Law Talk.
host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce on September 9th, myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books September 9th.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it...
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, stop it. Stop whining.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
The longest lawsuit in the history of the United States. When do you think, Cal, Todd and I know about this.
Okay.
You don't know about this.
I do not.
When do you think, give me the, you know, I'm going to say within 30 years, when this lawsuit started approximately, within 30 years.
1892.
1892. You're incorrect.
Of course.
Now, again, we fully understand, those of you listening, if you're involved in a lawsuit, that one is the longest lawsuit in history, no matter what's happened. But, Todd, tell them the dates, and I know the time period. Tell them the dates. It occurred in Louisiana, in New Orleans, and it's a very interesting case and an interesting outcome of the woman who brought the lawsuit, who finally had her final day in court. However,
yes. Well, so here's the thing: the duration of the lawsuit is about 50 years. 50.
Wow,
50 years. Now, you were correct in terms of the century that you referred to, but that was not the start date. That was the end date. This lawsuit ended based upon a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1886.
I was right there.
It had been pending since 1836.
This is between Idaho, the legislature, farmers, and the legislature.
No, no.
And the, oh, that's the Louisiana.
That's a different case. Okay. This is Louisiana. Okay. So essentially, here was the case. So the first guy by the last name of Clark was the first congressman from the territory of Louisiana to go to the U.S. Congress. And he passed away in the early 1800s, and there was this individual who claimed that she was an heir. Because this guy had some, he had some money, he had some cash. And
well, Todd, all they had to do was do a DNA test.
Yes, in 1830. And so she claimed she was the heir, or she was a child of his.
A progeny of his in some way.
It was denied. It was denied by the state. The state refused to recognize it. And ultimately, a lawsuit was filed. Now, here is the interesting part. I said the Supreme Court ruled on this in 1886, finally disagreeing with the courts in Louisiana, saying, yes, she is his heir. And she is entitled to the $575,000, $576,000 in 1886 dollars, she's entitled to that. Well, her heirs were entitled to that because she died 4 years before the Supreme Court. You ever heard the phrase, people planting seeds for trees, the shade of which they will never enjoy?
Wasn't it Rudyard Kipling that said, he who plants trees plants them for another generation?
Yes.
Like that?
Yeah. That's kind of what happened in this lawsuit.
Wow.
So her heirs got this. Now, this is, it's interesting that this goes on so long, especially in, I'm in a jurisdiction right now where on civil cases, Fred, what is it? Like 5 years? They got to get this thing to trial in 5 years, right?
They got to be done with trial within five. Yeah,
yeah,
5 years. But they have, yeah, that's
so.
Exactly,
so you,
five
so
years,
you,
supposedly.
So you have these civil
COVID exceptions.
You have these civil cases that have these 5 year. You know, you got to get this stuff done in 5 years, and then you see a case, and maybe it was a case like this that spawned that kind of a rule. The case has been going on for 50 years,
man,
as of 1886. But they finally ruled in her heir's favor. And I guess I didn't do further research to find out if the state offered, well, we'll treat it like a lottery. We'll just give you half up front. Or do you want an annuity paid out in,
exactly,
in increments of, you know, $10,000 a year?
And by the way, we'll take half for taxes.
Yes, yes, yes. So that would
how
be
much was it again?
570. It was a $576,707. Dollars and the all important 92 cents.
Now, was that property or cash?
That was cash.
So would that have been earning interest in a set aside account pending the outcome? I wonder.
I have no idea. You would like to think that would be the case.
Oh yeah, especially if I was one of those grandkids.
All right, here we go. Here we go. What is the value of $600 from 1885 to 2022? It's
$17,726.
That's $600. I'm trying to think out how much it's going to be worth. So $600 is worth $17,000. So $600 divided by.
Well, if $600 is worth $17,000, then $6,000 would be worth $170,000, which means $60,000 would be $1.7 million, which means $600,000 would be. What, $17 million?
So it's we might be wrong, but $17 million, round numbers, is what it's worth they were paid. That's a good chunk.
I want to clarify one thing for what I guarantee you are a bunch of people out there right now taking umbrage with our calculation.
We're wrong.
This is called radio law talk, not radio math talk.
Exactly.
Okay?
That's why we're lawyers.
I was a foreign language. I majored in Japanese. I have a bachelor's degree in Japanese as my undergraduate degree. Guess what they didn't make you take at my college if you were majoring in a foreign language?
No math.
Math. Sorry.
Yeah, it was the math thing. It's like, what's the easiest, dumbest math class I can get through to get my degree? Because I was a philosophy major, even more.
Just remember, lawyers think in thirds. That's all they
well,
do. That's
for surgery lawyers.
I'm saying the math is pretty easy if you think of it that way. Huh?
Wow. Did you just flash us the 1 minute mark?
He flashed us something
with the number. 15 seconds.
I think it was the number one. That or something else.
We come back. We're going to talk about longest lawsuit in history was really interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to get in and talk. We got to talk about the ranchers in Idaho. We got to talk about the punter in San Diego. There's a very interesting thing about this. The allegations, when we talk about allegations on Radio Law Talk, and innocent until proven guilty, social media is just thwarting that concept in our Constitution. And we're going to discuss that. And then the Kentucky flood victims are suing coal companies. Very interesting why. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour. Hey, stay with us.
Lots more Radio Law Talk is coming up, and Fred teased some great cases that you'll want to find out all about. And it's easy to do. You just stay right where you are, keep listening to the show, and we'll stay where we are and continue with the show after this bottom of the hour break. Don't go away.
The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the second time this week, NASA has scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the cause of today's launch being canceled. Earlier this week, escaping hydrogen was the cause. No word on when NASA might try again. After Tuesday, a two-week launch blackout period will kick in. Extensive fuel leak repairs could cause the capsule to be moved from the launch pad back into its hangar. That would delay the flight until October. In the skies of northern Mississippi, a pilot that had threatened to crash his plane into a Walmart has landed on the ground safely. Authorities in Tupelo posted to Facebook that the plane started circling at around 5 a.m. They believe that the beach craft was stolen and are trying to figure out if the pilot works at the airport it was taken from. The pilot is in law enforcement custody. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. How did that happen?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So it's an exciting time right now is because football season starts up, and it's I love college football more than I do the NFL. Again, obviously, I do love the NFL. I have no problem talking about this to all my wonderful listeners here, but I do have a son-in-law that plays in the NFL, so I do follow the NFL, obviously. But I do care more about the NCAA college football. I just love college football, and I hope because of the change, which we were always for, that college football and college students can now receive money for playing at college. I hope it doesn't turn into like the NFL where it's just all about money, right? And it's school spirit that I love so much with the NFL, I mean with the NCAA, and love the school spirit of the kids, you know, getting dressed up. And I know they do in the NFL, but it's a little different.
And you know, Fred, when money gets involved, it's always about money. That's the only challenge that people saw when they said, well, let's not pay college athletes because it will turn this into a commercial enterprise as opposed to what you're talking about, the innocence of sport.
But still, you get into the, Ohio State was making $100 and some odd million off these kids that get hurt and go home, and they're laid up the rest of their lives with their knees and their, you know, hips.
That's the thing, is I think they would have had a better argument keeping money out of paying athletes if the entity that had the rule that you couldn't be paid wasn't making a lot of money
of
this.
Hundreds of millions.
So it's like, okay.
Yeah, so that's
fair point.
What we're excited about. But again, you know, we got the Deshaun Watson thing, which we're not going to talk about. I don't want to get into that. But we do have a punter from San Diego State, which I have known players who played for San Diego State. It is in the... And they are in the Mountain West, correct? They're in the Mountain West Conference.
Yes.
And so it is here in California, and he gets I don't think he was drafted, but
I think he was. I think
was he was drafted.
He was
to the
one
Bills.
Of the few that was drafted. He was on the.
Punters don't get drafted. They always just get. They just sign as a free agent.
I mean, it's very rare that you have punters or kickers getting drafted. But this was a guy who, by all accounts, it looked like he was going to get the starting punter's job for the Buffalo Bills because he could just boom it a country mile, and he's a rookie. And in the last couple of weeks, well, turns out he's being sued by and I have to be somewhat careful. I don't know the attorney that is representing the victim who was 17 years at the time, but I do know, recognize the name, and I do know he graduated same year, same law school as me, but I don't remember him. There are a lot of people.
Is that a positive or negative?
I don't know. But the victim is alleging that last year when she was still underage, when she was 17 years old, she was the victim of we'll just call it a sexual assault at the hands of this individual.
These are allegations.
She is alleging that she was the victim of sexual assault at the hands of this individual, who's the punter, Matt Ariza, and two other individuals, one of whom was, at the time of the filing of the lawsuit, still a student athlete on the San Diego State football team. Now, the fallout from this, from Mr. Ariza's career, is that he was, shortly thereafter when the news broke, released from the Buffalo Bills. His family has released a statement, and it was a rather lengthy statement, and they make some interesting points in there,
which we agree with, which is the most important thing that we talk about. And again, this has nothing to do with the facts of this case, or the allegations, or whether or not this was true, or the problems that are in this country sometimes with sexual assault and that needs to be dealt with. But you're innocent until proven guilty, isn't that my understanding? But now we have a thing called social media that you're guilty until proven innocent.
Well, here's the thing: innocent until proven guilty generally is applied to criminal offenses. It's the idea in criminal adjudication, criminal law. This is a civil suit that's been filed, but that raises a similarly difficult issue, which is the first question I had when I saw this was, okay, this only happened a year ago, well within the statute of limitations for a criminal case if it's filed. How come no criminal case has ever been filed? I don't even know if this was reported to the authorities based upon anything that I had read, but you have a civil suit. And that puts a defendant in a civil suit in a particularly difficult spot to defend themselves, because what's the right that's read to anybody when they're arrested?
I just basically shut up. Everything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. And so what happens if you have a civil suit that comes before a criminal suit, have to maybe testify in a deposition, or it goes to trial, and you would like to give your side of the story, but there's still a statute of limitations upon which a criminal case could be filed, and anything you say could be used against you. What do people do or not do in situations like that?
Well, they won't testify on the plea to the fifth, but Todd, isn't it now in California, though, if it's a claimed sexual assault, that the statute is longer than just the normal statute of limitations?
It is an extended statute, but still, assuming that it's not indefinite. Right.
Well, you got to shut up.
Assuming that it's not indefinite, you got a person who may be able to defend themselves on a civil suit and want to do that, but because remember that Miranda advisement we talked about, it says anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. What does it not say? It doesn't say anything that you say that tends to point to your guilt. It doesn't say anything, any confession that you make can be used against you. It says anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. So, for example, let's say you say, look, I never touched that person. And then some witness comes forward, and let's say it's not a sexual assault case, let's just say it's a normal assault case. Somebody comes forward and says, well, I did see, like, a day earlier, the guy came up to him, and the defendant kind of pushed him back to keep himself from being hurt. So you saw physical contact between the two of them. Yes. Now his statement, I never touched him, which was clearly made in the context of I didn't hit him, I didn't beat him up, is now going to be impeached because somebody came forward and said, well, I saw him put his hand up and made contact with the chest, but it was an open palm, and the guy ran into him. But he touched him, right? So now you're a liar. Because you testified under oath, or you said earlier that you never touched him, or you got somebody that says you do touch them, and it just starts to snowball from there. And that puts somebody who has criminal charges that could still be filed within the statute of limitations in a particularly difficult spot when they're being sued civilly before that expires. Because they really can't, in depositions or on the stand, testify to defend themselves.
Yeah, I didn't know that. He was drafted sixth round, yeah. Which, by the way, a punter or kicker is rarely drafted. They just, because they don't, they can get them, you know, as a free agent. I mean, not a free agent, but what do they call it before for not undrafted free agent. And you know what? His nickname was the punt god, and is what they called him. And he was a great punter. But this is what the statement reads from his. They're saying is, you know, they say multiple sources say that it's from the parents. The quote, the rule of law is innocent until proven guilty. That is not our experience. There has been a war waged against our son. He has been tried and convicted in the media based on information released solely from the alleged victim and her attorney, much of it through social media. People have taken his information as factual when it is not. This is the parents talking.
And released by the team, lost his job over these allegations.
Right. We do not wish this experience on anyone, but question why our son is the only one receiving this kind of treatment by social media and national news media. The vitriol has been on him alone. It says he has been extorted, discriminated against, harassed, and subject to multiple and continuous threats of violence and death. What's happening in our country? You know, I'm not saying he did it or didn't do it, but innocent until proven guilty. And it's social media that has done this.
Social media has taught us we don't need to be patient. We can just come up with our own conclusion.
He has been released from his job, and our entire family continues to receive horrific threats of violence and death. We have all been canceled, every member of our family. Salacious rumors grew as fact. There are multiple witness reports to deny the claims that are made against him. The legal system is designed to find the facts and make decisions. They should be allowed to do that. So, there we go. All I got to say is we're not on his side. You know, innocent until proven guilty, everybody. So we'll be back. We're going to talk about Kentucky lawsuits and ranches in Idaho and the Idaho legislator trying to fight the federal government about water.
Now, lots more Radio Law Talk coming up here. Our final segment really is coming up. Quick takes are coming up, too, right here. So don't go away as we continue.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver.
Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. You are a loser.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Did you have fun with the Three Musketeers, the Three Little Pigs, the Three Blind Mice, the Three Stooges, the three of us today? Did you people have fun with us today? I'm glad you. The answer is yes. I know you're all saying yes in your radio because this is our last segment. It just blows by so fast, our last segment. And we always like to hit a couple of the most interesting things. Or not the most, but some interesting ones at the very end. Let me tell you, it's been a sad thing going on in Kentucky. Again, this is not getting political, but, you know, in California we have, you know, droughts, and we've got fires, and yet in Kentucky and other places they got floods. It's like, it's not global warming or not global, it's global climate changes. So I don't know. I'm not saying
year.
I'm for that or against it, but I'm just saying it's okay. It's definitely flooding over in Kentucky and those areas.
The most recent one was flooding, and then about, what was it, 6 months before that, it was the tornadoes that came through.
Just crazy.
Kentucky's getting hammered.
So Kentucky, in eastern Kentucky mainly, there's more than 38 dead. I've heard there's up to 39 on the flooding. It's called Breathitt County is the one that got hit the worst. But there's some nearby coal mines that are being sued by citizens that were flooded and are claiming that the coal mines worsened the damage from the flood and caused property damage, among other things. So this is how I said, well, geez, how can you? There's still a serious issue, even after I went through and studied the case a little more. How can you prove the damage? You got flooding all over this area. How are the coal mines liable? Well, this is what they're saying. There was multiple silt ponds that failed that weren't maintained or properly constructed, is what they're saying. So the failure caused debris and excessive water to flow down and damage properties more. I'm asking myself, though, as a defendant, though, as defense to this, assume we weren't, that wasn't there. The flooding was massive anyway. What, it would have not changed one bit. And then prove it was the actual water from our pond that caused the damage to your home and it wasn't the floodwaters from the creek. Well, guess what their answer was? I mean, Todd will know, but Cal won't. So guess what the answer for the
plaintiff is? Cal knows nothing, and you're right about
no,
that.
No, but I'm
right?
saying we've studied this, no. but you haven't studied this.
I get it.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, and not that we're smart, we just studied it as to what their argument is. So what do you think, Cal? It's really hard to say, so you probably won't get it, but I'm just curious. What do you think their argument was when the coal mine said, dude, how do you
know? I know what mine would be. Mine would be, the damage is worse because these ponds were there. They collected the water, and then because they're improperly maintained, more came out in a bigger bunch than
right.
in the normal course of flooding. That would be my thinking as to what they might say.
Well, the thing is, that's good thinking, but there's no proof that there was, quote, more flooding and water from this. I agree, if it's a huge dam, like a, you know, the Teton Dam or something
yeah, right,
in Idaho,
yeah, right.
that's it's easy to see. Well, this is what they said. There was other witnesses that had worked at the coal mine downstream and said they knew the smell and the look of the ponds. It's a different smell. It's got that
sulfur
smell,
yeah, wow.
and it's a certain color, and they noticed that was the water coming down into their properties.
Wow.
Interesting way to prove that, because the first thing I said is there's no way you're going to prove that they caused any extra, even if they did cause, let's assume they did cause extra water, it probably would have flooded anyway and caused the damage anyway. So that's what their argument is. So they're suing for punitive damages, saying it was willful and wanton disregard. And they want compensatory damages and punitive damages, and that's what they're doing. Now, obviously, the defense is, quote, and this is, it's a natural disaster without precedent. It's an act of God, because acts of God are difficult to sue. You can't sue if there's an act of, you can, but it's going to be difficult to win. Right?
Right.
So this is going forward. This just started. And so just FYI, we're going to be following this and let you know how this case goes along. But now we got the one we've been teasing, Todd, for quite a while. Ranchers in Idaho and have been for decades fighting the federal government. Lay it out what they're arguing over. Clearly, it's about water.
That's correct. So listen. States' rights versus federal rights. If we just start off with that, that's where we're coming from on this one. So you have the Snake River Basin in Idaho. And the Snake River Basin goes through some federal lands. And back in 2007, there was a private rancher that sued the federal government, essentially saying, look, this I should be able to use this water for my ranch, and I should have rights to this water, because while it goes through federal land, the federal government is not using it for anything. And the net result of this case that was decided before the Idaho State Supreme Court is this. If the federal government is not putting the water to beneficial use, it's subject to forfeiture to private landowners. Subsequent to that, the state of Idaho passed a law that actually set in motion the systematic forfeiture of water rights on federal lands to ranchers who put in claims for it. And the federal government has now come in through the Department of Justice and thrown their and filed a lawsuit against the state of Idaho, claiming that the law in Idaho that allows for the water rights in these federal lands to be forfeited and subject to forfeiture because the government's not putting it to beneficial use, that law violates the supremacy clause in the Constitution, which means essentially that the they're arguing the rights of the federal government are supreme over those of the rights of the state if there's a conflict between the two. And the Idaho state is saying, yeah, sorry, that doesn't apply here. Because show me in the Constitution where water rights are reserved to the federal government. Because I'm pretty certain we have this thing in the 10th Amendment to the Constitution that says things not specifically reserved to the federal government as enumerated in this document, the Constitution, are then reserved or are left to the states to regulate. And Idaho is saying, we're regulating it. This isn't yours. And that's the big fight going on up in Idaho right now.
And it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, the very theory under which Roe v. Wade was changed, states' rights versus federal rights, what's enumerated in the Constitution and what isn't, and I don't want to get into Roe v. Wade, but you get the point, is it's the same theory, is it not?
Yeah, that was the argument. It's the fact. It was. That's the Roe v. Wade argument. You can get into all the ancillary discussions and how people are very upset about that, but this has been a fight for a while. It's states' rights versus federal rights, and it wasn't just a Roe v. Wade that just occurred. This is happening in Idaho over water rights, and it happens over all types of rights. And so Idaho is hoping to take water. I'll tell you, liquid gold, that water in the Snake River Canyon, the amount of water they use in Idaho for those farms and ranches. By the way, I've seen some ranches personally right on the Snake River. Snake River is, by the way, like a Colorado River. It's almost that big in some areas. It's huge. And let me tell you, it is beautiful.
Oh, man.
And they have these big alfalfa fields that sit on the bluffs right above the Snake River. And the views, it just looks crazy.
There would be no Idaho without the Snake River. That state was founded with irrigation, and without it, they just wouldn't have.
That's what's happened, and we're going to follow that. And you know why we're going to follow it, Cal? It's been going on about 20 years. 20 years.
No reason not to.
They've been fighting. They've been fighting.
Well, that's good. So I'm sure that you know.
Yes.
That as we talk about all of the many items here on Radio Law Talk, we always have a question, and that is, what's your quick take? Mr. Kunin, what's yours, sir?
You know, when I heard Roe v. Wade brought up in the context of water rights, my first thought was, are we talking about Washington's options for crossing the Delaware?
No.
Roe versus Wade.
We get it. Thanks. We get it. Hey, my quick take, Alex. You remember that saying, anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law? Well, just for giggles, just think the can is going to be usually taken out.
Yes.
We'll be back next week with Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Todd Kunin, and our wonderful producer, Cal Hunter. We love having you. Thank you for joining us. This is a sign-off for the beginning of September.
You've been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.